अवच्छिन्नस्य जीवस्य
अवच्छिन्नस्य जीवस्य
पूर्णेन ब्रह्मणैकताम्
पूर्णेन ब्रह्मणैकताम्
तत्त्वमस्यादिवाक्यानि
तत्त्वमस्यादिवाक्यानि
जगुर्नेतरजीवयोः
जगुर्नेतरजीवयोः
Yeah, after explaining in general that there are three types of jivas and about the avachinna jiva, here he explains about the importance of tattvamasi and other vakyas. So tattvamasi and other vakyas speak about jiva brahma aikyam. As Shankara says, jivo brahmeva naha paraha. So the difference between the equating jiva and brahman is what is meant in the mahavakyas. So here he clarifies as to which jiva is equated with brahman. So he says avachinnasya jivasya, of the avachinna jiva, purnena brahmana, brahmana ekatam, brahmana ekatam. So the identity of avachinna jiva with Brahman, both being Purnam or full, Jaguhu, is being mentioned Tattvamasyadi Vakhyani through the various statements or in the various statements of Mahavakyas like Tattvamasi. Na itara jivayohu, not other jivas. So here he is in a way indirectly telling that the Tattvamasi Vakya, if you analyze any Mahavakya, Tat and Tvam, the Tvam aspect, though it directly means Jiva, it indirectly means the Avachinna Jiva and not the other two Jiva. Why? Because both of them are Purnam. You can only equate both of them. And why Avachinna Jiva is one with Brahman? He explained in the previous shloka that the avachedam is kalpitam, whereas the entity that is limited, which is Brahman, is real. And the jivatvam in this avachinnam, or the limited, seemingly limited entity, jivatvam is aropanam, because jivatvam is caused out of the avachedam. Whereas Brahman is the real nature, because that is avachedyam. Avachedyam is the entity. Avachedaha is the limitation, that limited entity with limitation. So since the jivatvam is aropanam due to avachedam, the original entity is one with Brahman. So that is what is explained in the Mahavakyas like Tattvamasi. So Tattvamasi doesn't speak about oneness of either Chidabhasam, the Chidabhasam, or Jiva in general, or even the Swapna Kalpita Jiva. But it speaks about oneness of Avachinna Jiva, which is Kutastha, or which is Atman, with Brahman. That is what is explained in the various Mahavakyas, like Tattvamasi and others. So if we analyze like oneness of, it's the same thing as like taking the indirect meaning, direct meaning and all. We cannot equate the Chidabhasam with Brahman, because Chidabhasam is an Abhasam. Abhasam is there only when there is the medium. So as long as medium is there, Abhasam is there. Remove medium, there is no Abhasam. यतादर्पणाभासहानो मुखं विद्यते कल्पनाहीनमेकं तथा दिवियोगे निराभासको यः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा यतादर्पणाभाव आभासहानो लाइक व्हेन दर्पणम व्हेन मिरर इज नॉट देयर आभासम और रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ फेस इन मिरर is also not there. That also vanishes with, when the mirror or the medium vanishes, the reflection also vanishes. So, yata darpana abhava abhasahanav. And when that happens, what remains behind? Mukam vidyate kalpana heenam ekam. Ekam mukam, mukam alone, face alone exists without any kalpana, without any imagination, without any attributes, without any external limitation. Similarly, when di is tata di viyoge nirabhasako yaha, when di is not there, when attachment to di is not there, or association with di is not there, or di itself is not there, then it is nirabhasam. It is without any abhasam, it is without any kalpana. That self I am. So the chidabhasam cannot be Brahman, because chidabhasam is there only when the medium is there. Medium of buddhi or di is there. Di itself is something which is created, which is not permanent. Therefore, it cannot, chidabhasam cannot be permanent, but Brahman is permanent. So Tattvamasi cannot point to, cannot equate temporary or impermanent chidabhasam with permanent Brahman. It can also not equate Swapna Jiva with Brahman, because Swapna Jiva is very limited. Swapna Jiva limitation is very short. Duration of Swapna Jiva is very short. Once you wake up, that is gone. So that is also not one with Brahman. So Brahman is equated with Avachinna Jiva, because that Avachinnam is just an limitation, seeming limitation, like Ghatakasham and Mahakasham. Upadau yata bedata san maninam tata bedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi. Yata chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam tata chanchalatvam tavapiha Vishnu. This is the last shloka of Hastamalaka. So Hastamalakiyam, in Hastamalaka Gita, he says that upadau yata bedata san maninam. How is the difference? There are differences between many jivas. That is because of the upadhi bhedam. The bhedam is with respect to upadhi. And upadau yata bhedata san manina. As like money or crystal, crystal seems to get the qualities of whatever is kept near it. Similarly, the self seems to possess things based on like the upadis. So as long as upadis is there, the jivatvam will be aropanam. Tata bedata buddhi bedeshu tepi. So the bhedam, depending on the buddhis, depending on the various buddhis, depending on different things, that is how bhedam comes in a particular individual as well as in different sentient individuals as well. But this theory of mere upadhi alone cannot prove the real change that we experience. Like if it is like Ghatakasham and Mahakasham, just upadhi bedam, like money is not at all affected, but we are affected, right? Yeah. Though we are not really, like ultimately we are not affected, but still we experience ourselves as affected. Whereas money doesn't experience that being affected by it. It is just like a kind of real illusion. Whereas our experience, our sorrow is not illusion. If our sorrow is illusion, there will be no need for moksha. There will be no need for liberation. So the sorrow is experience. So we cannot say that upadhi does bring in differences between things, differences between beings. But the real modification or change or sorrow is for the abhasam. So he says, yata chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam. When the moon that is reflected in water, it fluctuates, it vibrates when water vibrates. When water moves, the chanchalatvam of water is on the chanchalatvam of moon. So similar is the chanchalatvam in us. The chanchalatvam of buddhi, chanchalatvam of the medium, makes us feel we are affected because of the abhasam. Because we identify with the abhasam really changes when the medium changes. But the original is never changing. So the Upadhi explains about our real nature of Brahman, and we seem to be limited but are not really limited. And so that explains our real nature. And our empirical nature or sorrowful nature is explained by the Abhasa. So, like as he says in that, like it is upadhi. Upadhi it causes things to be different, and those difference also, like out of those difference, whatever sorrow or change we experience is in the abhasam, not in avachinna jiva. So avachinna jiva is just upadhi. It is limited by upadhi, seemingly limited by upadhi. It is not really affected as it is not the abhasam. So its oneness with Brahman is valid than with Chidabhasa. Yeah, we'll continue tomorrow.
Yes, sure.